Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the BJ Report. I'm your host Bards, and with me,
Jerry, we are here live
and direct. This episode of the podcast is being recorded at 2... No, it isn't!
Dickhead! No, it's not.
No, it's not anymore.
We are right here. We are live.
We're with you guys
on YouTube, baby.
This is it.
We are here.
This is it.
Live.
Join us as we dissect and make fun of news articles from around the world for the sole purpose of learning what, Jerry?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Nothing
shits
here.
In giggles. Shits in giggles. Literally nothing. It's just two lads having a bit of fun.
Absolutely.
Talking about news.
Bullshit.
A bit of banter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two normal guys. Good chemistry.
Great chemistry. Now, what I wanted to do, Jerry, it's episode 17.
All right, mum.
Yeah. And great joke.
That was a great joke.
Yeah, no, great. Yeah, it must
thank
have
you very much.
Fucking took you ages. All day long.
All right, do your thing.
What I was going to say is, as it's episode 17, but it's the first time we're on camera, maybe someone by accident hasn't had the chance to listen to the other 16 episodes. By accident, it could happen.
No, they've listened to it all. They know
it
who
could
we
happen.
Are.
But I say we reintroduce ourselves, like Hove said in public service announcement. I say we reintroduce ourselves.
The purge. Do you want to kick it off?
Okay, well, my name's Bardy. Bard, as everyone call me. Me and Jerry work together. Been working here close to 2 years now, isn't it?
2 years, 16 days, and 37 hours.
Bit weird that you know that.
No, it's not.
It's fucking weird.
How?
So, a bit about myself. Let's go back. Let's reintroduce ourselves.
Tell me a little bit.
I'm originally from Kosovo. Okay, we've done this. Episode one, I've come here in a tomato shipment. I lived in Calais for about 2 weeks until I found, because there was a queue to come here from there, you know.
Yeah.
Managed to come over in a little crate, and here I am now. Here I am now, a fully grown Kosovan man living in London.
Living in Kingston?
Kingston upon
Thames. We can say Kingston.
We can say Kingston, yes.
You don't want to bait out your location, you know what I'm saying?
Doesn't really matter. I know that I'm speaking that matter.
It's fine.
Jerry, why don't you tell us which part of Asia you're from? Because you look confused.
I am. Right, cool. I'm a quarter Albanian.
Well, that's not true.
Okay, no. Philippines. Born and bred in London. Born in Hammersmith Hospital, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Luxuries of a hospital.
Where were you born? In a sink?
No, there's an attic, all right?
In a chest. Chest of drawers, you're in his joker.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah. But yeah, to be fair, London born and bred, good bit of bands.
Hounslow, right?
Yes, Hounslow. Where COVID is pretty high at the moment.
They're looking at getting their own fucking wall. Just to surround them.
Yeah, no, it's a bit mental in Hounslow.
Yeah, you guys have got your own variant. I've seen on news some Hounslow variant.
Yeah, the Hounslow variant. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Grow
pigs.
Extra finger and everything. What? What'd you say? We are not animals.
We're not animales.
We're not. We are human beings.
Well, yeah. So the purpose of this podcast, for anyone who has listened in the past, is just to find new articles from around the world. So I'll find an article, Jerry will find an article, and we'll just dissect it, share our own personal thoughts, and share personal stories with it.
Literally, yeah.
Before we kick it off, Jerry, how's your week been? How's everything?
Decent.
Yeah?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Had a good day.
Do you know what? We had some 3 days of great weather.
Oh, yeah.
Which was absolutely, yeah. I'm not even like, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was, oh, mate. The Rays.
Oh,
don't. Loved the Rays.
And then went slightly downhill today.
Yeah, today was like hailstorm,
today
snow,
was bullshit.
Sandstorm. Hails, snow.
Fuck off. I mean, you've literally taken it too far now.
Yeah, I'm taking it too far.
Fuck it now.
Your hairline.
Sorry, dude, do you want me to expose the photo of you with your fucking
hair? No, let's not do that.
Well,
we don't need that.
I mean, people talk shit and then they can't back it up.
What are you emotional for? What is up?
I will quit.
Why
on the show
you,
live.
Yeah, you do
we've
that.
Been 30
you
seconds.
No,
right.
Forget that.
Thank you.
No,
this
no, quit.
Has been episode 17.
No, this has been episode 17.
Okay. Where's your beard? Where's the rest of your beard?
I shave my cheeks, by the way.
You don't shave
just
your cheeks?
Saying. Just saying.
You can't grow your cheeks.
I grow my cheeks.
You grow your cheeks?
No, I can't. I can't grow hair on my cheeks. Imagine that shit, eh?
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. I feel like, you know, Manny Pacquiao, he's got those, like, his beard is fucking awful.
Yeah, he's only got the little goatee thing going on.
Exactly, me and Pac-Man. See, look, Filipino repping through and through.
Yeah, but one successful and they're the ones in the making.
I'm okay. I'm doing all right for myself. Just saying, doing all right for myself.
Perfect.
Anywho's.
Right. Should we kick it off with the articles?
Yeah, you can kick it off.
You want me to kick it off?
Jumpstart it.
Perfect. So, my article.
Don't care.
Great. Thank you for listening to episodes.
Go on. What is it?
So, what my article is about. So, I read it. I think it was in the Daily Mirror.
Okay, it's the Daily Star.
No, it's Daily Mirror. Are you telling me where the fuck I read the article? Could have been the Daily Star, actually.
Exactly. Firstly, he didn't know it. Possibly was the Daily Mail.
Here it is. So there's a couple from the US.
Okay.
And they've got their own TikToks. They've got, let me see, 740,000 followers.
Pretty decent.
But what the basis of that is, and it's shown in the news article, is how the man goes at extreme lengths of saving money. Now, when someone says that,
Saving money.
They do things around the house to save money. What goes on in your mind when I say that? Because I want to compare it to what you think is normal, what we think is normal, compared to what this guy does.
The norm is, you know, you save money so you can buy, say, for instance, save up for a mortgage.
No.
Bits and bobs. Like,
yeah,
using every bit of a toothpaste or...
Exactly. Making sure the lights are turned off.
The lights are off, the switches are off.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Yeah. You know? Doing little...
The basics.
Okay. Right, so let's start off a bit about what this guy does. And, I mean, there's being cheap and there's fucking extreme.
Oh, so it's tight. This guy is tight.
Right.
Oh, no.
So, let's start off with number one. So, he's got ketchup. He's got a tub of ketchup. Do you know how he fills up? He doesn't just go and buy it. Yeah. He has it, but he, do you know how he refills it? Using sachets that he gets from other stores.
Yeah.
So, he has to spend now time, let's say... Refilling each sachet so he gets a full bottle of ketchup. Starting one. Okay. He reuses kitchen roll.
Why?
So if he uses something, let's say it's wet or something, and he wipes it. This is true. You can go and find this. If he wipes it, he'll go and dry it and then reuse it again.
Oh, mate, legend.
How is that legendary?
That's legendary.
Right, for someone who's so consumed about time, he's wasting a lot of fucking time.
Well, he's saving money.
Yeah, but he's saving money, but he's wasting a lot of time.
Why is he using kitchen towel? Why didn't he just buy a cloth?
Exactly. But imagine that. So he probably has cloths that he doesn't use, but he's reusing that. She said in the 25 years that they've been married, every single one of her gifts has been household things that's practical. It's never been anything like a bracelet, an earring, holiday away.
Where do they live?
Cruise. Oregon, USA.
So they live in Oregon, USA. They have a nice house.
Yeah, pretty nice house. But everything that he's bought her has been stuff like an ironing board, iron, right, a washing machine,
spatula,
shit like that. It's never been anything romantic. So there is extreme, like, there's people who are tight. We know this. We've been out, right?
Yeah, there are people outside.
I don't think.
Yeah, do you know
but
what?
We know that. We know who
we
the
know
fuck.
We know who you are.
We know who you are.
Your T-Rex arms.
Yeah. I'm not specifically saying any names.
I'm not saying names either.
Okay.
You know exactly who you are. Just saying.
Me and Jerry are not like that. Genuinely, when we go out, it doesn't matter if I pay or Jerry pays, or we don't look at it.
I always pay.
Well, that's not true. and if he does, I make sure I always get it back. If I hate anything in the world, put that in my list. I hate tight people. I hate people thinking I'm tight because I'm not. But I'm not. So I've proven this. If anything, you're more tight than me.
Oh my... You don't start.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't start. I'm far from tight. Everyone I know knows I'm not.
Well, that's a lie. You're just lying.
No, that's a fact.
I'm joking. No, that's a fact. But to be fair, I mean, you're very similar. But we have been out. That's true. But it is. Tell them.
Right, anyways, no. Yeah, whatever. Okay,
when we go out, do you know sometimes that people do like rounds and stuff like that? And when they get to their round, they're just never fucking there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a round. Everyone will pay for one drink. Okay? We go to the second person. They'll do a round. Third round. And when it gets to that person, it's like, oh yeah, well, I'm not drinking. I'm just going to buy around for, for someone. Or no, oh wait, hold on. How much did your beer cost? Shit like that. I hate stuff like that.
I hate it.
And this guy just really, really winds me up.
I love him.
Why?
Because he's tight.
But that's a bit much though. Honestly.
So right. What does he spend his money on? So exactly. What is he doing?
But he just saves it.
To do what?
Rainy day.
A rainy day fund? How is he gets hit by a truck?
But that's what I mean. That's the whole fund. But that's the whole thing.
Joker.
This is what I mean. You're bigging him up. I'm saying it's pointless. Because you can go through all these extreme lengths to, let's say, yeah, you're saving. Every single penny you're saving. Even a bit of water. I reckon this guy, when he wakes up, he doesn't just leave the tap running when he's brushing his teeth. He goes, and he turns it off. Does everything.
Oh, wow.
He probably has a shower in 3 seconds.
You think he washes himself every day? I doubt that. If you're that tight. I think he'll wash himself every other day.
Maybe use a shampoo once a month.
Maybe.
just water.
Water. Yeah.
Do you reckon? Personally. Imagine that. But what is the point? If you're so worried about waste, the number one thing that you're wasting is fucking time.
Time is one thing you cannot buy back.
Exactly. So he reuses aluminium foil after wiping it down and flattening it before popping it back into the drawer.
Legend. That's great, foil. That.
How is that great?
That is fucking brilliant.
It's not brilliant.
How? What, he's recycling foil. Good lad. Good for environment. Captain Planet.
Yeah, imagine if he uses secondhand toilet paper.
All the younger generation wouldn't know about Captain Planet.
What is that?
He's a legend.
What's Captain Planet?
Oh, yeah, Google it.
Google it. I'm not Googling.
Google Captain Planet. Or when you, edit this out.
Yeah.
When you edit this out.
No, I can have a look now.
Oh, yeah, have a look now. Have a look now of Captain Planet.
Let's have a look. Captain.
Yeah, Captain Planet.
Oh, look at it. No, we can do stuff like this now.
Yeah, don't go on Pornhub, mate.
Not anymore.
No, but look, Captain Planet, was it 90s cartoon character? Captain Planet? Legend. Let's have a look. Look at this guy.
Oh, I have seen him.
You've seen him? Don Cheadle does a funny YouTube...
is it?
Yeah, reenactment of him.
No,
it's hilarious.
I've seen it, but I've never watched it.
Don Cheadle's funny when he does it. No, fucking hilarious.
Great actor, though.
Great actor.
But I just can't imagine myself being that tight in my everyday life to go and make sure I look at every single fucking penny, every single resource I have to meticulously look and make sure I'm not wasting it. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Could you?
Yeah. No, I can't.
Literally. For someone who... I take
fucking Ubers every day, so I don't
do
really,
you?
Sometimes.
Do you take Ubers?
Like in the morning when I'm late.
Fucking...
Yeah, I'll jump in an Uber, 100%.
No, fair enough. You've got that lavish lifestyle, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
But imagine him. He probably doesn't even know what Uber is.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
He's probably too scared to even download the app. He doesn't know the app is free.
His car's fueled by vegetable oil.
Fuck that.
Used frying oil.
Pop a potato straight in there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, here's a can.
But that's my article. I just saw it and I thought, do you know what? This guy, it just seems ridiculous.
It's
I can
part
never
of life,
do it.
Isn't it?
And especially when you're out. Okay, maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, he probably doesn't eat out. He doesn't enjoy himself.
If they go to a restaurant, they probably share a meal.
I don't think they will go out to a restaurant. They will never go to a restaurant.
If they
because
did.
They think it's overpriced shit. So they're
probably, we make it better at home.
They're eating out of tins. They're probably, no, I swear to you, they're probably eating out of tins. Processed food.
Yeah.
Cheap and cheerful. No nutrient, nothing. Just boom. That's it.
Just boom.
Literally. There's nothing there. What is there? Like, you don't have organic food.
No.
You know, you're going for the cheap stuff. Fuck it. That's his lifestyle.
That is mental. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
What can we do there, hey? What can we do there, hey?
I'm just glad I'm not like that. I know there's been times when I've been out where I can't keep up with the rounds because I don't drink that much. But I'll always pay. I'll always pay. But you know I've done that. So, do you know what I mean? Whereas the tight one from you, you're some Asian guy, bro. You're tight.
Shut up, mate. I'm not tight. Mm. I'm far from it.
Ooh, someone's getting touchy.
Anyways, that was
someone's getting touchy.
That was a shit article. Thanks, Bart, for your waste of that time.
Thank you very much, no, Jerry.
It was enjoyable. Actually. I pretty enjoyed it. It was good.
Pretty enjoyed it. Is English your first language since you were born in Hammersmith?
I am from Philippines.
Oh my days. Jericho's in Lost Days. Bro, you need to ask your parents.
I'm from the Philippines.
Ask why? What are you trying to say?
You must be some part of South America.
Oh, shut up, man. Everyone says that. I'm Kiwi. I am from Fiji. Hawaii.
Why are you looking at the camera?
Why?
It's just a bit intimate.
Moana.
It's a bit much. You're looking directly at the camera.
What if I'm looking at the camera? What's the problem?
There's no problem.
Exactly. So what? Why are you being a bit of a dick right now?
Well, it's a bit awkward.
How is it awkward?
I'm speaking
to the people.
You look like a fucking idiot.
Right,
let's jump on. Jerry, anyways,
mine is something very legendary. I'm a proud Filipino man, but this has disappointed me highly.
Ooh.
So, mom orders chicken from a takeaway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is sickened when she cuts into a deep fried towel.
A towel?
Literally a deep fried towel.
How the fuck do you deep fry a towel?
Must have slipped in like the
batter. Did they have batter? It had batter in it.
Dipped into the batter. Yeah, it had batter on it. Have a look. It had batter on the thing.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's a towel. Mate, to be fair, it does look like skin.
Yeah, because of the batter.
Like, it looks like
the batter's cooked. So I'm guessing that coating made it look that colour.
Yeah, it got put in the... It literally got put into the fryer. So someone mistaked it. Well, a woman claims to have ordered chicken from the fast food chain Jollibee. Filipino fast food restaurant, which I'm a bit upset with.
You're looking at the camera again. Sorry, go. Sorry, go for it.
When it arrived and she tried to cut it up, she was horrified to discover she's been served a deep fried towel.
So you expect me to ever have Filipino food?
When Filipino food is actually banging.
Jollibee's is from where?
Yeah, but the thing is,
Jollibee's
from Philippines. This happened in Philippines, pretty much the centre, near Manila, near Makati. It's not like you've been there. Melt.
Have you ever tried deep fried? Is it a common dish over there?
It tastes banging.
It tastes banging.
Yeah, it's a delicacy.
Is it delicacy?
Yeah, 100%.
Honestly, it's stringy.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah, it is. It's stringy. Yeah.
it's like it dries your mouth.
It leaves you a bit of a cotton mouth.
Oh dear. Leaves you a bit of cotton mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was good one. You like that one, yeah?
It's really good.
As funny as your jokes.
Oh, mate.
It's really not. But yeah, it's a bit weird though, isn't it? How that happens. I don't even know how that passed, firstly.
Yeah.
The people who, the distributors should know, firstly.
Yeah.
The staff should know because it's in batter.
Yeah. But also when you feed it,
that's the first shift. The second shift
would
know because they're the one who are deep frying it.
Yeah.
So prep. People are prepping it.
I think the only person that wouldn't know is the last person who takes it out because then it's completely coated in the batter but you can't tell.
But usually when you put it in, it's the person who takes it out because they're timing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so whoever done it is just fucking a retard. You're a disgrace to the Filipino society.
Did they say who done it?
No.
The only reason why, I'm worried that you may be related to them.
That's not racist at all.
No, because the Philippines, it could be one of your cousins. Or uncles. Or aunties.
Good old ladyboy.
I don't know if you guys are into that kind of stuff in the Philippines.
Oh, mate, they're all over the place in Philippines. I'll tell you that for free.
Is it catching on?
Huh?
Because I know Thailand is like...
The Philippines like that.
Is
there's
it?
Ladyboys all over the place. You just do not know. Transgender.
So with all this extra meat around... From lady boys, these guys are deep frying.
towels. There's a lot of lady boys out there. I promise you. Yeah, when you got a Tinder out there, you just swipe right. There's just flipping all transgender, and you're just like, no, not for me,
not for you.
Goodbye, and you just turn off Tinder. Yeah, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look okay.
at all. But it's just a bit. I just find it very odd because I used to work in fast food.
Yeah,
like fast food was my thing back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Used to manage a restaurant, a very famous burger chain at the moment. It's not Burger King, so do one if you think it is.
Well, I think we know.
It's not GBK.
If anyone has listened to the old podcast.
It's Five Guys Burgers and Fries. I used to love working there.
Yeah?
Fucking great, man.
How many years were you there?
Don't laugh. Two? Three?
So now imagine you were manager, right?
Yeah.
So imagine when you were there working and you had found out someone had deep fried or prepared something that wasn't edible. What would you have done in that?
It's one of those things. It's never happened.
No, but what would you do?
Because let's say you go there. Was on point.
Okay.
Kept my head on the swivel.
That's great.
Just saying.
The question is, what would you do if one of the people working there? Right. Open your fucking mind, you idiot.
I was going to say open your eyes. All right. I want to be a bit racist.
I'm not going to say that. I said open your mind.
Yeah, go on.
And your eyes. Yeah. Okay. And imagine, let's say it happens. Let's forget this bullshit. It's not going to happen. It wouldn't happen. Let's say it does happen. Someone says, listen, we've deep fried a fucking shoe. A whole shoe deep fried. It's in between two buns. And there's a customer over there eating it. What do you do?
Deep fried size 10.
Yeah, deep fried size 10. Exactly. What do you do with the laces still on there?
I wouldn't know what to do there. I feel I'll panic. I'll definitely panic. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Well, I'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? I'll be like,
would you fight that person?
No. If he's in probation, no. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What if you done it?
What I wouldn't for some do it though.
You deep fried a spoon.
Am I that retarded that I would deep fry a size 10 shoe? No.
Okay, not a size 10 shoe, but let's say it was a cloth or a towel or something.
Never a cloth or a towel.
To be fair, it's very likely that this is one of your cousins. So don't make it sound like it's impossible. Because someone's already done this.
Yes.
At Jollibee's. And.
Yes.
Well, I mean, how would you have approached
that? From Kazakhstan.
It's Kosovo.
Kazakhstan. Same thing.
Yeah. How is Japan? Japan? I fucked up.
Oui. Exactly, you tried.
Je m'appelle Badi. Yeah,
but it wouldn't happen though. I'm just saying. I don't know what I'll do.
Some
it's one of those things. What would you do?
Me? Yeah. Well, first of all, make sure the customer's all right, because customer service, let me tell you right now.
Oh my God.
It's very important. Is okay, my customer service
look, is you, point. You couldn't care when you worked at Waitrose.
Waitrose is different. Waitrose was different.
No. Waitrose is not
Waitrose
different.
Was slightly different.
How?
Because
how is it different?
Because I was young and easily led. Okay. Well, just my peers. My friends didn't give a shit. Some of my closest friends today are from Waitrose.
Yeah, I know.
And we just didn't give a shit.
Was it Saran and Scott?
Well, let's not name them.
Oh, sure. My bad.
Well, why are you naming people? I didn't name your T-Rex boy, did I?
Oh, wait. I'll name him right now.
No. You should name him right now.
Right now.
No, but it's different then because obviously I started there when I was working 17.
Should we bleep out Scott?
No, I will sort it out. Right. Well, I started working there when I was 17. Oh, so yeah. To me, customer service was just. As we fed most of the time, I'd either check out or on trolleys.
You couldn't care.
So I didn't give a shit. You know, I was walking past with maybe 15 trolleys. I'm like, listen, move out of the way. All right? With my high-vis jacket on. There's people. I used to go, beep, 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 beep. Pretend I'm coming through. I think you didn't care, but I didn't care. But obviously it's different when you're at management level.
Yeah, and, you get blamed for everything.
So if
I've been there.
If I'd been in your shoes, I'd make sure the customer's definitely okay. Find out for that person if they're on some kind of medication that's made them feel drowsy as to why the fuck they've made this mistake.
Yeah.
And then if they, depending on the reaction, I most likely would fire them.
Fair play.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do.
It's a bit weird.
It's crazy.
It's just a bit weird that this is happening right now in a Jollibee restaurant. It wouldn't happen in London, Earls Court, if you haven't been, go.
But I was supposed to go. Someone was supposed to be bringing back a burger, but
a burger from where?
From Jollibee's. I've never tried. I've
never
been.
There's no burger in Jollibee's.
Well, what is
it? Chicken.
So tell me they don't have chicken burgers. So if I go and Google it right now,
you can have like shitty burgers, but you go there for the chicken.
Yeah, but is it a chicken burger? Spaghetti. They got spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Yeah.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's banging. You should go.
We'll go together. Things are open now.
Oh yeah, should we go now?
Should we go record a podcast? Yeah. Take this camera. I'll hold these two.
Right, here we go. Let's go.
I wish they'd not. I'd definitely
live
go.
Live streaming.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be pretty decent.
For multiple locations. We should do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
The BJ Report podcast. On tour.
On the road.
On the road. Starring. Bard! And then Jerry. And then whoever gets, we get on. But that's mental. No, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, no, no. It's just one of those.
What's the most fucked up thing that one of your employees did as a man, when you were a manager at, Jerry, at Five Guys? What's the most fucked up thing that you saw one of your workers do?
I'm not saying it on camera.
It's that bad? That bad that you...
Because I was involved.
Okay, why don't you find the second most fuck up thing then?
Okay, fine.
Then pick one.
What is the worst? Oh, I can't say any of this.
See, this guy, like, everything was he's perfect. He's having a go at my article. This guy's tight with his memories. Come on, man. Just tell us.
Well, I have caught individuals enjoying themselves.
With two pâtés. With what?
No, just in a storeroom. Caught two people having a bit of fun.
That's not that bad.
In a storeroom.
Oh, right, where the stock is kept. No, yeah. Not like some staff room.
No, no, in a storeroom. Like stocks in there, coke cartridges are in there.
I swear down.
Yeah.
Name them. I want them fucking arrested today.
Yeah.
Today.
It's just, you know... Not saying their names, but you know who you are. You remember.
This is getting a bit weird.
This you're that camera, right?
You're that camera.
Hey, babes. I like that.
But you like that one?
Yeah, this one's better. This is yeah, fuck that one.
Okay.
Fuck this one too.
Great. So what did you do? Did you walk in and go, hey, hey, hey?
Literally.
Did you walk in and go, hey, can I join in or no, what the hell's going on here?
I literally said...
I didn't get a fucking invite.
What the fuck are you... But we were closed. It was locked down. It was not locked
Kevin,
down, but
you didn't get a fucking throw up.
No, that's my burp.
Why are you doing that on camera?
Mate, you're I had to burp. What do you want me to do?
So now our listeners have to fucking listen.
No, no, they can... they literally can just... We can cut it out.
Okay, now. Anyway.
Why?
Doesn't matter. Just continue.
We can mute it.
Continue.
You're a prig.
Continue.
Yeah, I caught him.
So you, wait, hold on.
Come on, and said, hey, what the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be cleaning.
Hey, that's...
but the thing is, it was just, it was too extreme for me because they were actually like, you know, like if you're going to have a quickie,
yeah,
like you would be, you would just take your trousers down, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to have a quickie.
Well, these guys were fully... Yeah,
like fully, like... I was like, hey, I walked out and that was it.
You didn't want to join in or...
I can't.
Oh yeah, fucking hell.
It's happened.
That's mad.
I'm not saying which store it was, but it's happened. That's... You'd be surprised what fucking goes on in restaurants.
Well, yeah. I mean,
back of house.
Which branch did you work out so we make sure we never go there again?
Cardiff.
That's bullshit. You've never been to Cardiff. You've never lived in Cardiff.
Cardiff.
But no, hello fucking commute.
It was the Cardiff Five Guys.
You know that's not true. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that for a second.
Fine, it was O2.
Alright. I'm not gonna expose it because I know where it was. But I'm not gonna expose you on camera. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that is pretty messed
up. By the way, these are just stories for, you know, to get views. This never happened.
That's don't fuck with me. Is that story better be true?
It is true.
I'll fuck you up.
It's true.
Good. I don't want none of that shit. I want good on the stories on the podcast.
Yeah,
good on this.
Yeah, no, it's
but happened. That is a bit mad. They,
no,
trust so what me. Happened? So what happened with this?
I didn't say anything.
No, forget
it. I don't believe in snitching on my employees. They knew they did wrong, and that was it. Cracked on, nothing happened again.
Fair enough.
From what I'm aware, on my shift,
on my turf, definitely.
On my shift, nothing happened like that.
So what happened with the employee of Jollibee's? What was the outcome with that? What was the next step after that? What happened?
No one knows. No one literally knows.
Right?
Yeah, it was just they're disgusted. They ensured that typical response.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are disgusted. This shouldn't have happened. This protocol. We are deeply apologized. We deeply apologize for the inconvenience here, for deep frying a towel. Just dumb shit like that. You know, it will never happen again.
Yeah. It will.
It's just one of those. It probably will.
It will.
It might be not in Jollibee's, but McDonald's. But the thing is, look, a lot of people probably watch this video and be like, oh, I'll never eat at Jollibee's again. But how many times has fucking McDonald's, Burger King,
KFC
get slagged off and you're still eating there?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You saw KFC run out of chicken once, and you saw them go to fucking Iceland and all these people buy chicken, like some dirty, like any, we just need some meat to get inside the store.
Do you know what I mean?
We don't care where we buy it from. That's a practical one out of the
bullshit. So yeah, so think about it, boys and girls.
Well, this has been, you know what? This has been pretty good, you know?
Enjoy it.
It's a different dynamic now that we're on camera. Hot. Because remember, from now on, in fact, next week or maybe the week after, we may have a guest come through.
Who is it?
Well, I don't know yet. They have to...
I know who it is. No, man.
Who?
I'm not saying anything.
You don't know who it is?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. It's about that big.
No.
Oh, good.
Not yet.
No, we don't need that.
No. It's one of our friends. May get one of our friends from work. Not the one I'm thinking. Bengali guy.
Oh, really?
Bengali guy. Yeah. He's from Bengal.
Yeah.
Bangladesh. So we may get him, and they'll obviously be sat here. And obviously, if you have any articles, anything that you guys want to send over that you think me and Jerry will find interesting, we're more than happy to go through, run it, and dissect it and see what we can do with
it. Yeah, just give us a shout, you know? Follow us on the BJ Report.
Contact at thebjreport.com. Send us any emails that you have.
And follow us on Instagram.
It's been a while, you know, when you think about it. I know we took a bit of time out between episodes.
Just to set this up for you.
To set this up for you.
For you, man. Angry women.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Do you get where I'm coming from? Do you understand?
Do you want me to leave the room?
Effort we made doing this.
1 second, you've done fuck all.
Fuck you. You can just have the body report if you want.
Nah.
No, do it.
I don't need to be that funny.
No, you talk to the people.
The people stand with people. Me. But no, it is taking a bit of time for us to set up. Well, now we're up and running. So no, be, I don't know how often we're going to be recording. So I don't know how often the episode will come. It'll probably be every week or every 2 weeks maximum. We're not going to put a date on it, say every single, you know, this specific day. We're going to be flexible with it going forward. So we may have one this time next week. We may have one in 10 days, 12 days. It doesn't matter. As we go.
Yeah. This is a new step for us.
But we did it every week, and you know we were pretty consistent with it. But it's obviously going to take a bit more time to find a guest, because we want to have probably a guest on every single show going forward. For sure. And yeah, it's obviously going to take a bit more time to get everything sorted out with cameras and editing and everything like that. But yeah, I think it's been a great episode.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I'm really excited. So please subscribe to the channel. You know, like, subscribe, leave a comment, follow us _thebjreport on Instagram.
Boom.
And send us an email if you have any questions or you wish to be on the show. Contact send us a message.
At thebjreport.
The format of the show is this. So if anyone wants to join in, because I know, find an article that you wish to talk about and come on the show. That's what you need to do. Find an article that you think that me and Jerry will find interesting. You can read out the article and we'll just take it from there. But yeah, that's absolutely, you know, I think that's it. Mate, our first episode on YouTube.
We've done it. Happy about that.
That's it. Yeah, this is pretty good.
Anyways, you take care.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Be safe.
Stay safe. All right. There's a new variant out there. I don't want any of you guys getting hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Take it easy.
Take care.
Ciao.
See ya. Bye.